I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Before we start this episode, Zane and I have some exciting news to share with you guys. Thank you so much, first of all, for watching us, sticking with us for this long. Exactly. And we wanted to do something to give back to you guys. So,
as you guys know, we've been a part of Happy Hour for the past year now, mm-hmm. and we wanted to figure out a way to give back to you guys since you guys have been watching us for the past 3 years. And we decided to do a little giveaway.
That's right.
Well, not a little giveaway. It's actually a huge
giveaway. This is the first time Zane and I have ever done anything like this. So I think we're just really excited to share it with you guys.
So the giveaway is set up in three prizes, but there's mm-hmm. going to be a total of 12 winners.
That's
so
right.
That's really exciting.
A grand prize winner, a second place winner, and then 10 third prize winners.
Exactly. So the first prize winner giveaway is going to be $10,000 to Woo-hoo! One of you listening and one of you unfiltered listeners. And you're also going to get free happy hour for an entire year.
That's right.
The first prize.
And then the second prize winner is going to get $5,000 and happy hour for a year as well.
Oh my God. I wonder third prize is. What's the third prize?
Come on. We have 10 winners that are going to be getting free happy hour for a year.
So if you didn't win the first prize or second prize, you at least get free happy hour for
right,
an entire
baby.
Year. So if you want to be a part of this giveaway, just please pay attention for the next like few minutes so we can give you all the details and exactly what you need to do.
And it's super easy to enter. You do have to be 21 or older, but if you're not 21 or older, make sure to tell a friend or a family member to enter.
Who is 21 and over?
So on Monday, November 7th at 12 p.m. PST, we're going to be posting an Instagram picture in collaboration with Happy Hour and our Zane and Heath Instagram account.
So the giveaway is going to run for a week starting from the 7th and end at the end of the day on November 14th.
And this giveaway is going to live on our Instagram page as a post.
To enter the giveaway, you must follow both @DrinkHappyHour and @ZaneAndHeath. You got to like the collab post and tag a friend in the comments with #SweepsEntry.
And remember, there is no purchase necessary to enter or win, and a purchase will not increase your odds of winning.
And you must be 21 years of age or older to participate, and it's one entry per person.
Good luck to everybody, and if you want to win some cash, make sure to do that. You have a week to enter, and we're going to be picking the winner after 2 days on the 16th. We'll announce the winners.
Can't wait for y'all to get some money, baby.
One more thing before we start the episode. Zane and I are actually going to be doing another meet and greet with Happy Hour.
Exactly. Since you guys love the one that we did in Florida so much, we decided why not bring it to Los Angeles, baby.
So make sure to come celebrate National Happy Hour Day with us on November 12th in Long Beach at the Total Wine location.
Exactly. It's going to be the Total Wine on Carson Boulevard from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll leave all the details in the description below.
And the first 100 people that show up are going to be getting a Happy Hour hat for free, like the one Zane is wearing right
yep.
here. And remember, you have to be 21 or older to enter the store.
Because if you're there and you're not 21, they will not let you in the store and we can't meet you.
Again, all the information is going to be in the description below, and we're so excited to see you guys here in LA.
Yeah, damn, there is so much happening.
It's going to be a
before
big
we start
week,
this episode.
Baby.
But yeah, let's start the episode, baby. We got Sam and Colby today.
Miss Juicy Baby could kick Hasbulla's ass.
Oh, 100%.
Up. Hands down.
I don't know. That would be pretty neck and neck.
He's aggressive, though.
You see his right hook?
I haven't seen any videos of him like going at it, though.
He's always punching like
people. He's punching people like every...
I would not get near him because he would just...
But the thing is, you also can't do anything back. You know what I mean? Like, he can run up, sock you in the face, and you can't do it. It's like when a kid hits you.
Oh.
You know
Did
what I mean?
Did you see when he met Shaq, and Shaq was like, you got to hit me, though. And he was like, nah. He said no. Dang. Very respectful.
Wow.
I think he knows what he's doing.
He does. All right. Well, we have a couple of very important guests here today, so yes, we're going to roll the intro so we can get into it, baby.
Oh, yeah. We don't say when we're starting. You just go.
Yeah.
We just start.
Just like,
I guess.
Every episode, we wing it.
It has to be raw, authentic.
Exactly.
It's raw.
It's real.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready, baby.
You ready?
Let's
Perfect. It's Coffee Talk, baby. Woo!
There's a song going on right now.
Okay, so we can dance.
I still have a headphone. Wow.
Do this. They get headphones.
Stupid.
I know that was an old trend, but you saw what I just said? That was for you.
I was fighting
this
that.
This one. Oh.
They just don't put a song at all.
We've left it awkward before.
Oh, yeah, Jared, leave it off.
For the first 2 years, it was actually, we couldn't hear anything. We would just dance silent.
Oh. And it would silence. Be done in post.
And every guest would be like, what the hell are you guys doing? It's like, well, there's music playing right now, so you just have to dance. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt. Sorry.
That was incredible.
I'm Mariah.
And today we have Sam and Colby. Woo!
Sam and Colby, finally! Finally!
You have no idea how long people have been asking to have you guys on. Really?
Since day one, yes.
It is literally, so annoying.
Like every episode, people just keep commenting. And
I
then
think
like,
it's been since season one.
Yeah.
It was so many. I thought they were bots at first. I'm like,
Sam and Colby are paying for it.
It almost seemed like you sent them to our page at some point.
Oh, we
it was
never
just,
do anything.
It was we every
would never watch
post,
you
like,
guys.
Instagram stories about that. Yeah.
You just got some diehards.
Hey, yo, shout out to the diehards.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And we've been trying to have you guys on for a while. I know we kind of like tried planning in the past and like things just like, you know, work happens and stuff. And I also didn't realize you guys moved to Vegas.
Yeah,
so,
just recently. Yep, a couple months ago.
That's
very
sick.
Smart move.
So jealous.
What do you call someone from Las Vegas? Are you like
a Floridian, a Texan,
a Los Angelino?
That's good.
Vegan?
A vegan.
A Las Vegan.
I like that better, you know?
There are no vegans in Vegas. That's for damn sure.
When you live
Not
in
them buffets.
When you live in Vegas, do you like still go out like Vegas, or do you go to different parts in Vegas?
So that's what we were trying to like figure out. Now, honestly, but whenever we went in the past, we'd always just go to the strip, to the clubs, of course, like that. But
the haunted nightclubs, yeah.
Yeah. The stuff like what's going on in there, they're all haunted.
There's like places like the Arts District and like downtown, like old Las Vegas, where like all the local people apparently go. So we're still trying to figure that
nice.
Out.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
We're still new enough where it's still fun.
Do you have a favorite hotel or place out there to go?
Maybe Resorts World. I like Zoot Nightclub.
Fun.
It's like that spot.
That's a really nice dude. That hotel's like a mall. It's unbelievable.
Oh, huge.
What's the Las Vegas hotel that has like the sky as a roof?
Yeah.
Or is that a mall?
That's the Venetian, right?
Oh, that's like the mall that's on the next to the.
It's their shopping area in the Venetian.
Yeah. That mall to me is like Sawgrass Mall in Florida, and then the Resorts World is like Broward Mall. It's just fucking big.
Vegas is like very like awing. You know what I mean? But then 100%. When you really look at the detail of stuff, you're like, this shit is cheap. The crown moldings don't match up like all throughout stuff. It's just like, they just get it done.
They want to keep it real.
Like from a glance, you're like, whoa.
But there's something you can always do in Vegas though. Like you can't really be bored. Like, we could go see Katy Perry tonight if we wanted to.
In 4 minutes.
We could go in a helicopter over to the
Zip Line Magic Show.
So many artists have like their own like residencies at these places too. But every single weekend it's like Martin Garrix or Zedd is playing at one of these nightclubs.
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
Where are you guys originally from?
Kansas.
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 Topeka?
Do you know Dorothy?
I think
that's my cousin.
I think any states in the middle of the U.S., every time I hear, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe you're from there.
Right?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
No one talks about that whole section of the United States.
Yeah. And you're in. Never mind.
Do you guys?
And now you're Kobe and you're Sam.
You know, I always get you both confused. I always think you're Sam, you're Kobe, you're Kobe, you're Sam.
Kobe, Sam.
We're learning new things.
No, I know. I always get it wrong, though.
It's right. We're a duo. It happens to us all the time. And we're not even sitting on our names.
That's going to confuse.
Yeah.
So confusing.
We had Woe Vicky, and she forgot her name halfway through the episode.
I was like, I know your name.
Heath.
Zane.
I know your name, Zane.
Zane Heath.
That's great.
Do you guys feel like Kansas people? Like when you meet someone from Kansas, you're like, I like them. We have the same energy. Yeah. Or is it like hard to put your finger on about
people it's like from Midwestern people? Anytime that we hear someone's from the Midwest, we're like, I get you. Like, we are the same.
It's a bond.
Yeah, for 100%. Sure.
I get it.
Yeah. You and have that with like Florida people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about Florida people, though. It's a little different.
Oh, you
sounded like a pilot.
There's gonna be a lot of here on the
except for like fish, drink, and do
not
drugs.
Much to do in Florida. I feel like there's not much to do in Kansas. Like,
yeah, Kansas, I think, is a little bit
cows versus pretty much everything.
Kansas is there's no city life out there. Right? There's no like
nothing.
It's all farmland. Okay.
So are you farm boys?
No. So we were like in the suburb of Kansas City. So it was like it was a neighborhood.
Okay. But we were like 2 miles from the nearest farm. Like
off. So you can't really claim Kansas though.
Yeah, we're not like mid Kansas where it's just like cornfields and that's it.
Right. Okay.
But we had friends that owned cows, so it was like it was like
by association. You guys,
you ever cow tip?
We did before.
Oh, really?
They're terrifying, dude. Yeah. Cows in a group are terrifying.
Really?
So scary.
Did you get one to tip over?
Never. Well, you can't get close to them. They're terrifying. They're huge.
Yeah, it's not as easy as the movies. You know, you run up to them and then they all charge, and then you're like, I'm dead.
They'll charge at you.
Gotta go.
Is it true that I think my high school did it once for their senior prank? I think it's a cow. Where they put the cow on the second floor because cows can't walk downstairs.
Oh, I've heard that before, but that
I think my school did that one year.
You can get them to walk upstairs, but you can't get them to walk downstairs.
I thought it was another. How do you get them down?
That's the prank.
The elevator?
Crane. Claw machine.
Yeah, a claw machine, yeah.
That is awful.
Terrible. or the pigs that they put like numbers on pigs, but they skip a number.
1, 3, 4.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
But like they don't like, number 1, 3
with like goats.
Yeah, remember? Dude, we had one of our friends in high school steal a goat and put it in our high school like during what senior prom?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Oh, that's sick. Like a goat yoga type goat where it's like hopping on people and shit.
That's LA.
Only
I don't think they're doing goat yoga in Kansas.
We're not there yet. You know, we got a few years to progress.
Yeah,
but that shit will pop off though.
They just now got almond milk.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't even know what that was, honestly.
Did y'all meet in like elementary school? How far back do you go? And I'm sorry for the Sam and Colby fans if you guys are like, we know how they met.
They're but like, not this story again. Yeah,
we've known each other since like middle school.
Okay.
But
that beats you guys.
Really?
Hey, yeah.
Really?
Officially became like friends like
14, but we're older, 14. So basically it's tied. So
Wait, you've been friends since you were 14? Damn. That's cool.
That is pretty dope.
Wait, when did you guys meet?
High school, freshman year. 14.
Oh, we became friends like when we were like 19, 20.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah, we got close after.
Yeah, we like met each other when we were like 12.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's not a competition.
We're gonna just meet you.
You're like, shut up.
You're on Vine too, right?
Yeah, we did Vine as well.
Okay, all right.
That still haunts us.
We still are losing brand deals from that. Like 10 years later.
Tell me, what is it?
We don't have to put this in, but it was.
It was a different.
It wasn't.
I feel like now that
Family Guy had that joke,
right?
Yeah, that's what we based it off.
I don't think it's that horrible compared to other show that I've seen on TikTok today. Like, it's a pretty.
Plus, that guy was your friend, right?
Yes, cousin.
Well, best friends.
cousin. His name was Darth.
He lived in Kansas. We're all cousins over
there. It gets awkward.
Are your parents friends? Are they like? Oh, can't you believe it? Our Sam, our Colby.
I don't even know.
I don't think so. My parents are kind of loners, to be honest.
Okay. So,
like,
okay.
They're not close. You're both your parents.
I mean, they talk, of course, but like
pretty much just about us.
Yeah. It's probably like our parents. Like, you know what I mean?
They only see each other when we're
together.
They're
friendly, but they're not like with each other all the time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm surprised they don't, though. You know.
Hot tea.
Did you guys hear what they said about Zane's parents?
If I had kids and like they're best friends with other kids, I feel like I would try to be close with their parents.
Oh, right. That would be me. Yeah.
Have that bond, but no.
Exactly.
Family camping.
Then they're
trips.
Like, oh, I gotta be friends with this.
Now, is there a lot of haunted stuff in Vegas or?
Believe it or not, there's a lot. Apparently, like everything on the strip is haunted.
Have you gone to Lake Mead since it's been drying up and seen anything interesting out there? I know a lot of like mob bodies were like popping up.
Wait,
some legit.
A lake in Vegas?
Yeah, Lake Mead.
And it's all dried up right now.
And should we clarify for the people who don't know that they are like, are you guys are like haunted?
Oh, yeah. I just assume everybody knows who you guys are. Sam and Colby are ghost hunter. exploration videos,
spirit advisors,
sex icons,
part-time mediums.
Is that now? Is that something you'll get into, like talking to ghosts?
Like what
speaking
do you mean
with the dead, like a medium?
Like a
medium?
No, no, not at all. Like okay, we, I feel.
We're not that skilled.
Yeah, not that skilled.
Do you have a little
EMF?
A spooky meter? We
have multiple spooky
okay,
meters.
Okay, what do those really detect? You always see them in movies and stuff. Does it detect?
So I think you're thinking of something called an EMF, and it's electromagnetic energy.
Okay.
So it can
but
be
there's
like,
a bunch of different type of equipment. Like some are based on motion. Some are like they go off with actual physical taps. Some are just like it puts out like an electromagnetic field, and then if something crosses over, it turns. So
and some just say, get the fuck out. Okay, cool. Do you own a bunch of EMFs?
Oh, dude, yeah, we literally have everything in the book.
Shit,
our rooms anything are just like know stupid amounts of technology.
It's like Casey Neistat studio, but it's just like
it just like Ghostbusters. It like shoot.
Yeah, it's pretty nerdy, but
out of all the places that you've ever visited for like one any of your videos, what was like the scariest?
Is there one that stands
truly
out?
Truly felt like. Oh, man. You needed to get out because you were either going to be possessed or die or whatever.
I have a good story for this one. So, like, we've been doing this for years and years and years. But recently, one of the scariest things that's ever happened to me in my entire life was I was alone in this mansion. Where was it? In Texas or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, Texas.
Oh, shit. And here we go. They said it first. They said it first.
So, he doesn't like Texas. Right?
No, yeah, I say Texas every episode.
Every episode.
So, I'm glad y'all are with me now.
Y'all beat me to it, but go on.
But
what part of Texas?
That's
no
not
idea.
I don't know.
They were just about. They're about to say the most scary.
I want a visual, part. But go on.
So, we were
super
the first
small town. We're talking like 1,000 people on this road.
We were the only ones that investigated it too, I believe. Like, or the first ones to investigate.
Okay,
it.
Flex. All right.
Oh. I love saying like we were the only ones that investigated this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay. Real quick, but yeah, I'm alone in this like mansion by myself.
In the where were you?
We're never getting through this.
We do this.
Well, he's alone. I mean, they're a duo.
Up,
yeah.
They split up. You guys okay intentionally
she was in the
split
cellar
up.
Okay. I was in like the upstairs of this mansion.
Right? Got it. Got it.
Right. What were you wearing?
Anyways, but yeah, right. I was asking out to like the most haunted, like in the most haunted room, like the most haunted spirit or whatever, and like the door behind me just slammed.
What?
Just yeah, like actually, like not like a like. You know, wind, like
a creaking
not AC.
Closed.
Yeah. It was like violent.
There was and no
it
was windows right open or anything.
So you were like, if there's a spirit here or a ghost or
yes,
something,
yes,
communicate with me, whatever. And then it happened right there.
But I said, close this door right now.
No.
Oh,
I swear to God. I swear to God. I was just shut like, if there's somebody here, close this right now. I start walking away from the door, slams it behind me. I immediately start crying.
I was going to say, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, I just got
like
chills.
See, and then people don't believe that. And then so what we did is for the next, you know, we're there for like 12 hours. So we'd put a camera there after that happened. We're like, what if it happens again? We're 50 feet away, three or four rooms down the hall. And without us even being in the near vicenity, slams just as hard, like 3 hours
later. And you caught it on camera?
On camera.
Same spirit, same room.
On our channel. Like, literally, no one's around. You can see the stream and hear our voices down the hall. No way we could possibly do that.
Is this, like, in the moment, is this, like, funny to you? Or do you, like, I would think about that for the rest of
like,
my life.
Like, we look forward to being like, all right, let's do this podcast. We got to film this week. You guys, I feel like it would be like, fuck, we got to go catch some
I don't know how you do
again.
That.
It's I would be like dreading it.
I mean, it's something that we've obviously been like jaded to now a little bit. But of course, after that
when
happened,
things like that, I mean, you were not the same person for
five
days.
Yeah, it was like,
you
I was like
see
quiet
it
for like a week.
In his eyes. Like, it was like never seen.
Oh,
it was bad.
My.
It was bad.
Did the owner like come back and you guys said like what happened and were they like, oh, that happens all the time, or were they like strange?
Did he say that? I don't remember, but yeah, like it's an abandoned house and stuff like that. They mm-hmm want that type of
who
stuff.
Gets yeah, who yeah gets scared more?
That's a great question.
Like who's is
one, oh, is am I the scaredy cat? Okay.
Or is one like the enabler who's like, no, we're going into this dark room?
No, what we usually do though is because like you said, like we've been doing this a long time, so it takes more to scare us. So what we usually do is we instigate and we always bring guests. Like every time we bring guests and they are the ones that I get
terrified. Yeah, we brought Todd and Brett.
Yeah.
On, like, recently.
How was that?
It was super cool because like you were saying, it's like we get to see their reactions when something crazy happens
yeah
or when our equipment goes off and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool that you get to like share that with like people.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And it
exactly
helps a lot that there's more people there and it's not right just, I feel like two people is a little scary. Like, you know, when you have like six people, you're like, oh, if something
you can
happened
go in a bad
we
house
at least
like
got
six people,
exactly,
but one, you're like, oh god, yeah, this is terrible.
Would you guys? Would you do? I would do it
in a heartbeat. I'd be there.
Were you?
I would
Matt,
be there.
Were you there the night that we? It,
I don't do well with that stuff.
haven't you done it before though?
We stayed
in so many haunted places.
We did a Ouija board. Right? Yeah. We've done a couple things, but like we did a Ouija board together at Suicide Bridge.
Like 7 years ago.
A long time ago.
We did.
That was and like then one of the first things that we were
We also to. Did something, I think it was in Australia.
Did we go to
Australia?
They were like, we've never been to Australia.
No.
The ghosts are getting sprained.
Maybe it was the Dubai trip or something. I think we did something.
I don't know. I remember us doing like something 5-7 years ago or something like that. But no, it's definitely like comparatively to what we knew back then. Like the way we do it is so much different. Honestly, like way more terrifying.
Maybe you didn't do it like it wasn't like a ghost video, but it was a 24-hour thing and it ended up being scary.
We explored the abandoned mansion in Malibu.
Yeah, the seashell
and one.
Like the abandoned mall in Hawthorne.
That's the one we did.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it is. Those are terrifying in itself.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah, I'm a ghost hunter too.
Me, Heath, Mariah. I forgot who the fourth person was, but we attempted to go. Where was it? Like in LA?
Where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, the Devil's Cave?
The Devil's Cave.
In the middle of the woods somewhere.
Dude. We didn't even get anywhere near where we needed to get to. And I was hyped.
Yo,
I was
like, the vibe pulling up to this place and getting out was insane.
There's like an entrance in the middle of
the woods. It
has
like this like gate in front of it. And we like hopped the gate. And then there's like this like archway like thing.
Is it a city landmark?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I'll find it. I'll pull it back up.
But you're supposed to like hop over like a fence and walk deep into like
We couldn't do it. Like literally everything in us.
Didn't even hop the fence type thing. Like
we got around like the first little gate part.
Yeah.
But then it goes into like this other like.
I didn't get out of the car.
Enchanted forest over there, maybe.
Oh yes. Was it kind of like a little park, like with a path and stuff?
I have no idea. We didn't get in.
Spooky wanderlust over here. It's like, we've been there, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, I just don't want to see something I'm going to regret seeing because it will like make me just lose my mind for the rest of my life. Like I'll always be in a dark room and I'll be like, there could be that.
Some things are scarring like that. But at the same time, right now, like that's like, honestly, half of people are very scared about it. But half people, if they do see something, that's almost like hopeful. That's like, oh shit, there might be something else out there. There's a lot of people that are like on that skeptic wave. Uh-huh. But like once they see that thing that they cannot explain, it's almost like confirming like religion or something.
Were
like
you believers beforehand or did you guys do it, not sarcastically, but like, let's go, you know, go to this haunted place and then you saw something and then like it changed your mind. You're like, oh my God.
So we started like doing the abandoned places and stuff like that. And then that kind of like tied into like the haunted stuff, of course.
Gotcha.
We were very skeptical at first, but it just randomly happened to us like at the Queen Mary was like our biggest, like our first moment where it really turned us into the believers.
And that was like 4 years ago. But prior to that, we didn't really believe in this stuff. Actually, the very first time we ever went to a haunted house, like when we were still in Kansas, we did a sarcastic video about it. We're like, this is so stupid, whatever. And then things just start happening. And then you're like,
that's what you get for mocking it.
Exactly. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse. And you're like, you know what? I can't explain some of these things. So I have to like.
Just got
to
roll with it.
You guys should open an escape room and theme the room.
I like that.
I have a room. So that's all I'm thinking about.
I have a room.
Wait, remember the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody episode, the scary episode?
Yeah.
Recreate that whole hotel room.
That is such a good episode, by the way.
I think that is what brought everyone together in Haunted. Like that one episode of Zach and Cody.
Like, that like
that should have won like an Emmy. That
nightmares for months.
That
after
was
that.
So good. Yeah. Or the That's So Raven episode with the babysitter.
I don't think I know that one.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Now, with haunted spaces, are there certain ones that spook you out more than others? Like if it's a place where multiple people died, or if it's just a place where it's some guy who used to live there and he just has unfinished business. Like, do you draw a line with like, I don't mess with this?
Yeah. Thing? Well, okay. So there's kind of like a line to where like you can deal with like human spirits where there's like multiple like humans that died, mm-hmm. or you can go into even like demonic territory if you believe in that stuff. And so obviously all like the demonic spots we've been to are like terrifying. Before we go, like Conjuring House, Bellwitch Cave, we just did
a video and we didn't know this. So I'm sure like not many people do, but in terms of paranormal, most people are thinking like, no one's ever got hurt doing a ghost hunt, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know this, but apparently in Nashville, there has been someone who died. On their death certificate says by the supernatural.
Shut up.
Like it's the only one in existence.
No. Okay. Yeah. But what? Verified by like so many people. Like people used to go to this house because it was so like haunted. Even Andrew Jackson, the president of the United States, went to this house and witnessed paranormal things. And he said he'd never come back.
Wow.
All documented.
I'm going but what happened? Things. What like I know what's like
what happened?
What's the like how did they find this person? Like was it just unexplainable? Like they just found her body in it or his or
just floating. Or what happened?
Or is it like that's all it says, supernatural.
You know, on it's the person like, that's like just death record, but it happened over a 4-year period. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many people were able to go here. So it was like a haunted house. Like imagine today someone comes out, this house is haunted. All people like us go and like see this house and it happened. And this guy that lived there just kept getting, you know, attacked, pushed, scratched, like all these different types of things.
Bro.
And then right at the end, he got like extremely sick, like out of nowhere and no one knew what happens. And then boom, like he died.
It's almost like Amityville Horror, how the dad that like, there was like
they just start,
the
yeah.
murder that happened. And then the dad started getting like sick and possessed and
literally the same thing as that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
and this is somewhere literally you just went?
Just went like when? Like a month ago?
Posted it like a week ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Yeah. Also, like one of the first people to.
What was this place called?
The Bellwitch Cave.
Bellwitch Cave.
Bellwitch Cave, yeah.
Have you been to Salem?
Every single person in the world.
Have you been to Stanley Hotel?
Yes.
We went there and we got to stay
in
Stephen King's room.
217.
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
hotel.
237. Sick. Oh, wait, oh, is it
217 is Stephen King's room.
The like 237 in the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's The Shining is 237. Sorry. Stupid.
Stupid. Come on, just do your research, man. We got really lucky and ended up being able to stay in that room like the day of.
Yeah, we pulled up randomly, right?
Yeah, so I did.
Why were we there?
I did what was the name of the movie?
Dr. Sleep.
Great movie. I got to do like a deal with Dr. Sleep. And I was like, oh my God, it'd be so cool if I went to the Stanley Hotel and just like made like a video there, like to help like promote the movie, whatever.
Yeah.
Last minute trip, I just called and I was like, hey, just want to book a room, whatever. And they're like, okay, cool. And then
they laughed at us because they were like, oh, you're not getting a room.
Like, I was like, by any chance,
out for months.
That room open? And they go like, let me check. And they're like, oh my God, wait,
someone
literally
just
open
checked
out. Tonight what? Is the only night. And I was like, awesome, let's do it.
Wow. Wait, so you like flew out that day?
Yeah.
It was like
somebody checked out and people were checking in the morning. They were like, if you could get out early morning, you can stay there. So we just stayed in
that room. We've been trying to get in there for like 2 years.
Because how did you guys do that?
Okay.
Just got really, really lucky on
time. Wait, what was the agency you worked at? I bet you they called the hotel and like, hey, we'll give you
block it off.
And you just let them
exactly.
Please.
Who'd you have to bribe there?
Exactly. What do you have to pay extra for this room or is it just the same price as every other room?
I don't know
just,
if I paid extra or not.
I don't know either.
But it's the room that Stephen King stayed in when he got the inspiration and idea for The Shining.
That's where he wrote the book. But when you go to that hotel, when you stay there, they hand you a piece of paper and they list all the rooms that have had paranormal activity. And you can like go walk to each one and it's like, oh, so-and-so died in here. So therefore people see this girl in a dress and like,
walking around it at night is insane. Oh my gosh. I see why he, bro, last it is no joke.
We went like during like dead winter. So there was snow on the ground, just like a movie. Oh,
amazing.
Wow. In a blizzard.
And we were walking around there at 3 a.m. Nobody in the lobby. Like,
that's insane. Only people.
Because they have like the bushes maze outside.
They have a.
What? Yeah. It's like the hedges are.
Wow.
It's really cool.
But also, they. I have no idea what I was going to say. Hold on.
But also, I don't know what I was going to say.
That was great. The rooms, it's in the middle of nowhere. We were almost stranded there. I don't know if you guys. You probably had a whole team, but. We could not get a ride to leave.
Yeah.
They were like, there's no service. We walked how far just to get to that one grocery store.
It was insane.
And it's pitch black. We had to walk all the way down the mountain in the pitch black, just the two of us. And we asked the hotel, we were like, how do we get out of here? And they were like, we have one cab number. It was like,
it is like a movie. It's like everyone's like weird. The staff isn't really helping you. They're like, oh, you
feel like you're in a different world when you go there. It's cool.
Strange.
When you guys come back from a haunted place, do you guys have like a little bit of a ritual to de-cleanse yourself from spirits? Because y'all are frequenting these spaces so much. I'm worried y'all are bringing a little piece of.
You guys are all haunted.
Yeah, you guys are probably right now.
I'm just surprised you haven't been possessed yet.
Well,
he was close.
What?
Someone got a demon in his ass at one point.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Maybe we should explain
now
that.
Now, when you say...
It was lodged.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I would be... You see, I would be really bad in a situation like that because we'd all be like in there. If we were like filming a video in there, I would be at every moment when everyone's like, do you hear that? I would just go... Oh. I would just start convulsing and just, but I know that's when spirits like to fuck with you too.
Yeah. They can see your mate take over.
We do that type of stuff too. Like a lot of our content is like just stupid. Like we run around with everybody. We like go explore things. Like it's definitely like we are just exploring and having
fun.
It's
not like all like scary. It's like the investigation portion is scary, but we try to make it like stupid.
Now, is there stuff? Obviously, like that you would see like a door slamming in the moment where it's like the confirmation, okay, this is haunted. Like there's a ghost right here right now. Is there a lot of things that you find after the fact, like looking back through footage or audio recordings, like catching stuff that you didn't like, you know, hear in the moment?
Tell me about Lily. Trans Allegheny.
Yeah, we did catch that in the moment. But yeah, yes to that thing. But okay, this is like one of the coolest things that happened to us recently.
Recent.
So we're at this place called Trans Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. It's like the biggest... Like,
Zane, spell that.
Translinguini.
Zane, spell that.
Translingual. TRANSLIGUAL.
There we go.
Oh,
very good. Very good.
Yeah, it's like the largest like asylum in the United States or something, but it was crazy. Anyway, so the ghost there is named Lily. And so a lot of the story goes that it's a little girl, but it's not really a little girl. It's like a male spirit that is posing as a little girl.
Like lower people.
Fun.
I don't know. But anyway, so we were...
It's your uncle.
Hold on.
Anyway, so we're in this room and it's supposed to be haunted by Lily. And this guide tells us like, hey, so most people think it's a little girl. I don't think so. I think it's male energy. We were asking out. And we get a lot of stuff on recorders. Like you said, we record something, we play something back. Maybe some words are on there. But we've never heard anything like in person. As we ask like, hey, is this Lily? Can you like give us back a sign? Clear as day, loud as my voice right now. Male voice, Lily.
What?
And everyone heard it. We were like, wait, was that the recorder? We played the recorder, nothing on it.
Oh,
shut up.
And so what we did is we were like, okay, but it had to be on the camera. And so we played back on the camera and it's on there.
We have it.
Loud.
You have it.
Oh my gosh. But how did it have the recorder not pick it up with the camera? Weird. Did you hear it in person?
And the recorder picked up all your voices in that moment.
Yeah. You can hear everything.
Come on.
Weird. But like all of us is there. And like we had our friend Michelle. She's never, or she did it like one time, but she's not like a regular. And she was like, yo, like this is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, for us, that's also true because we get things on devices. We'll see, you know, door slamming, all of that, you know, maybe someone could be like, I don't know.
Right.
That might be fake or that might, you know, been AC or something. This a loud ass like voice, clear as like us talking right now, right next to
saying
us.
Saying the ghost name.
Lily. In the world. old.
We were actually like dumbfounded. Like, how is this possible?
Fuck. Those are the after we're done, do you have like the video on your phone?
Yeah, I
would just love to see that. Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah,
got it.
And you can see us playing, and just for verification, so everyone knows we're not like editing it in.
Yeah.
You can see us playback the footage on the camera, just playback.
Yeah.
Like from the SD card, so no one can debunk it. It's like,
wow. Crazy.
Oh.
That's sick.
Do you guys go to church?
Yeah. You would sizzle right up in there.
I think we need to be going to church.
We walk in and just start melting in. Yeah, just
holy water guns. Out, you know
what I'm saying? Super soakers with it.
Exactly.
How do your parents feel about what you guys do?
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
And are they religious?
Well, my mom is. So whenever I come home, she's like, Colby, I don't like when you do that stuff.
Your mom, she probably burns
just dancing with the devil.
No, she probably burns sage every time before you boys walk into their houses.
Like, my mom would be throwing holy water on me.
Oh, yeah. Like,
in my food.
We don't have like a cleansing ritual at all. We call it actually
great,
a paranormal
awesome.
Hangover.
Ooh. Oh, paranormal hangover. That's good.
Wait, that's a good like name for something.
Because you go into
like a podcast.
Literally, like these depressing places that it takes like 2 or 3 days to get back to like a happy mood. Kind of as sad as that sounds, it's like it's depressing. So
yeah,
it's weird. I mean, and it's for everybody too. Like we'll have guests on, and then like the next day they're like, "Whoa, I'm like feeling weird." Like yeah, like Todd and Brad when they like left the next day, they're like. Yo, I had to take like 2 days just like think about the stuff that happened. Like, it's
damn,
weird. And it's like it affects people.
Yeah, because I think you're like deprived of so much of like your senses, but they're like also enhanced at the same time. Yes. You're in dark spaces and you're not hearing much, but you're focusing on anything you can hear. It's like a inside out.
You should have someone film you guys, and then you guys go into one of these places on acid.
On acid.
Oh, we would see
that's
some
not where
real
I thought that was going.
I know. I don't know, man. I think that could be a wild.
Are you seeing that shadow figure over there, bro? Like,
after dark. Dude,
when you're on acid or shrooms, you're like, I can't even like record.
Look at your phone.
That would be each other. Yeah, for sure.
Do y'all have beef with other ghost hunters? Are some people like, fuck Sam and Colby. Their e-meters were off on the wrong level.
Of
like,
course, everybody has their own opinions, but we have no beef with anybody. We don't care.
Okay.
Like, honestly,
there are some people that roast us online sometimes.
Well, really?
We'll see like real paranormal investigators. Like, they didn't use that equipment right. Or they got this story wrong. It's like, come on. We learn about a new place
That's what I want to see is you guys going to a haunted place with like even more professional like ghost hunters. Because they'd be like,
what are you guys doing?
Like, you guys both want to kind of sense something, but they're like being more, I don't know, factual about it. Like, I would just, the dynamic would be interesting.
Some people take it so seriously. Like if we make jokes like we usually do in our YouTube videos, like there will be comments like, take this seriously.
Would you guys ever want, you know, like in the movie Conjuring, the Conjuring, where like a priest and then a paranormal, what do you call it? A ghostbuster?
Yeah,
a medium like came over.
A ghostbuster. Yep.
A ghostbuster. Would you ever want to be in a house where like a possession is happening in the moment? Just so you can like,
God. Only if we could film it, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Is that something
you? A couple of our friends, people that we've met along the way, have been in those situations. They say those are traumatizing.
Like, oh
my
God!
If you
see
someone in that much pain and like all that stuff, like, it's like not a pretty sight.
Up.
You might have to go to court after an exorcism.
Really? Right?
Because if you're in the room and like somebody is like hurting themselves, that's what I would be worried about. Watching an exorcism and it going worse, and then you're being legally held responsible to being in the room at the same time while somebody was like hurting themselves, and you weren't doing anything about it.
Right,
like that's what's kind of like, and you're again, a little complicit.
What's weird about what we do is it like kind of mixes religion in there like a little bit. So like if you're in that spot,
right,
and you're just like, wait, this is not a spirit, it's a demon.
Yeah,
it's like just makes it 10 times more like, oh,
have you been touched? Like scratched, like
we've been,
both of us scratched.
We've been scratched. I think there's like tons of times when you feel something press on your back and no one's behind you, type of thing.
Like clothing gets pulled.
Really? That's crazy.
Just like 10 minutes after that, like Lily story in that place, I like felt this like tap like that on my back. I turn around, no one's there.
No.
And I'm like, what is wrong with this place? It's
if like, I was a ghost, I'd be yanking.
Like, they would be like, wedgie.
That's true. Pull them. Don't hurt them, but I want you to feel this one. I want you to remember
them. They would
them.
Be like, wet willy.
Stop.
Now, I know I asked about the rituals, like post, but do you guys prep anything? Like, do you bring holy water every time? Do you bring like a wooden stake, a silver bowl,
garlic,
like an emergency?
They're not vampires.
We are. Vampires.
You don't know what they're gonna get into. But I'm like, do you guys just have? I think we need to make y'all a survival kit. Y'all can take just in case you interact.
That's about it. It's not about it.
It's all right.
You got it. You just zip zip. Like we got it all.
I like. I'm surprised you don't have like holy water at least on you.
We probably should. We brought sage in the past, but.
We'll pray for you.
Yeah, Tina will make you some, right?
Yeah,
your mom.
She'll make you some.
You should hit up Brittany Broski's mom. She's a medium too.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They've had some insane encounters.
Do like some like weird like ritualistic type of stuff during the videos though. They're very bizarre. But basically, what we've learned is you'll get one better content, but two like just crazier things will happen when you do these things called trigger events. And basically, you reset up like the vibe that person had during their traumatic experience. And then that way they will like recognize and feel comfortable in that situation. And then more things
it's
happen.
Kind of
like if somebody was like set on fire or something, you would like go there and like burn something.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay.
Yes. Or there was like in a hospital.
That wouldn't piss time. Them off.
They're trying to get a reaction.
Yeah. Got it.
Like dressing up like as patients in a hospital.
Yeah, it's terrible, but
it might be a little disrespectful, but you know.
But it works.
It works.
So there was a 4-year-old that burned to death here. So we're going to be playing with toys on fire.
Workshop.
We went to this place called the Sally House and it was a 4-year-old girl. And so we threw her a birthday party.
Yeah, we sang her a birthday song. So.
But then one of the most memorable things ever happened right after that.
What happened?
Literally, so she had a bunch of toys upstairs. And so we were all in the kitchen throwing a birthday party. And like as we're singing happy birthday, one of the toys from upstairs, again, 50 feet away from us, falls down the stairs.
Oh like
a red ball.
You just hear cocoa melon.
Wow.
Holy shit.
We have in my family, I have little cousins and my grandmother who passed away, the toys that she bought them, they took the batteries out and it still goes off.
Hell no.
Dude, chilling. I don't like that.
But they like it because they're like, at first they were scared, but then they're like, oh, this is the toy that grandma got us. So,
it might be
they're just, when it goes off, they're like, ah.
Are you all believers? I don't know if we just talked.
Just all
I don't think I've, except for the broom situation. But that,
there's been some
that's hilarious.
There's been some interesting things that have happened where I'm like, okay, I don't know. But like nothing to where like I'm like 100%. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Like I come from a religious background, but I believe that people, your loved ones that have passed, they give you signs that they're watching over you.
100%.
So I guess that's believing.
I believe in it. I'm the same way. I just don't want to be around it because I don't want to be traumatized.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And there's like different levels of believing. I mean, there's like some people, like you don't have to believe in someone's going to sit over there and levitate, but like believing in energies or things could be connected or like you said, loved ones could be coming back.
Yeah.
There's like different levels to it.
I feel exactly.
Like. And yes, I've said this before, spaces hold energy. I'm a firm believer in that. If you walk into a comedy club off hours or a theater in off hours, you can feel a frequency in the air of things that have happened within a space, even though it's not visually in front of you. Even like sometimes when we walk into just this room, sometimes when nothing's being recorded, you feel the energy of that of this space
because it's fun.
So much activity and ha ha ha.
The old desks true. Are floating.
It's on fire.
Those vibrations are bouncing around. And so that's where I'm like, I'm a big believer in frequencies. Yeah, so that's why I'm really into the meters and shit. Cause like I think it can pick up on that.
Exactly.
I guess a question I have, and sorry if I'm not too familiar with your YouTube videos.
No worries.
Have you guys stayed at that clown hotel that's across from the graveyard?
Yeah, in Tonopah, Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Y'all stayed there?
Clown motel.
There's a clown motel? Shitty motel. But
can you pull up pictures of it?
Yeah, let me
what
see
is
that.
It?
Yo, this place, I saw, I always watch Ghost Hunters when I'm in a hotel room, like when I'm traveling. Like, I'm never like.
It's so terrible. Like, dude. worst sleep of my life, because every single like bed right next to it is this like 10-foot tall painting of a goddamn.
This is the lobby of the hotel. What? That's the outside.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
That's the lobby of the hotel.
You stayed there?
It's horror.
And across the street, and across the street is a graveyard.
Yeah, you see, okay, see that like entrance?
I just got to the fucking right, chills.
It's just a full-on graveyard surrounding it. It's crazy.
Do you ever feel not bad, but kind of guilty about like pushing it and like really asking for stuff from like spirits?
Like meaning like crossing a line in some way of like,
yeah. Is there like a boundary where you're like, I can't do that?
I mean, we don't investigate any recent deaths or anything like that. Like
we try to be respectful.
We try to be respectful for, you know, if somebody like passed away, like,
yeah,
you know, in the 1900s or whatever, like late 1900s, like we probably would stick away from
that.
If
they got family still like alive and stuff. We just, we want to be respectful as possible for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
We pretty much ask anything.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we like to explore haunted places, paranormal experiences. What about like, and I know respect to the families of true crime, but have you ever found yourself like discovering a body or being like potentially getting close?
Like helping solve a case or something like that?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, like Villisca House is a good one where it's really hard to explain. It's going to like take me an hour to like describe it, but like basically like a family got murdered there and there was like three suspects as the killer. And there was like two really popular ones.
Yeah, well, I think there was only two suspects until like mid last year type of thing.
Until mid last year.
Oh, wow.
We chose the third one, right? That wasn't really like as well known.
Yeah, because she wrote a book and this woman like basically solved the case for the first time. It's been a mystery for 100 years and she like solved it because her family was in that town and like knew of the serial killer that happened. Oh. And she hadn't gotten her book like much publicity. So we basically teamed up with her and got the word out about this like solved.
That's so sick.
What a dream.
It was really,
we're also
really
not
cool.
Saying like, guys, believe us. Like, we're right. We solved this.
Yeah.
Right. We're just like, this is our opinion.
Yeah.
This is what we found out.
Her platform to like say her thing.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that helps a lot. Like giving that platform.
Yeah. When you 100%. Have a big platform, I listen to a lot of people who do like true crime and stuff. And as soon as they post it a week later, they'll be like, there's an update because this video got so much traction.
Really
like
cool.
That's sick. Oh, yes. That's such a
because a lot of people want to say something that they just feel like they don't.
Yeah, and if they know they're going to just tell their friends. Nobody would hear it.
Exactly. And you can't call the cops either.
I can't believe y'all stayed there. Though.
I can't believe that's a thing.
Look at the cemetery across the street.
Has this been in any movies? That's the perfect movie set.
Yeah,
I think it has.
I don't even. Oh, really?
Probably.
If I was a movie star, I wouldn't even want to be near that shit.
Yeah. Yes, that person's psychotic.
Yo, those houses over there, like, too. No. That's the whole place seems spooky.
What's the number one, like, dream location?
Man, that's hard.
Titanic.
Honestly, like, scoop underwater. Warhouse, probably.
Oh, yeah.
No, but, yeah, their management there, like, whoever owns the house is just like, no.
I thought it's full, though. I thought they tore it down.
No, nope, it's iconic. There.
Did they tear down the Conjuring house?
They tore down this thing called the Demon House that like on TV and everything like that. But we want to hit the Exorcist house where they filmed all that stuff because everyone has heard about the Exorcist movie like, afterwards.
Yes.
Everyone in their set got like cursed and they all died within a year or something like
that. That's insane to me.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And was it Poltergeist too?
Wizard
of Oz.
The little girl died in Poltergeist. The sister died in Poltergeist.
What was the one who was involved in on a flight? It was a flight,
a plane, or the
yeah.
I think the little girl died on the helicopter.
No. It was like something with lightning and a plane. Like
Aaliyah.
I thought it was either Exorcist or Poltergeist, where it was like two people that were part of the cast. They were on a flight and lightning struck plane or something, whoa, and then it went down. Yeah, it was one something of those like
movies,
that.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I thought that was fucking insane.
Crazy.
What are those like haunting boxes? Like haunting boxes. It's like something you can like open up and it literally like lets a spirit.
Oh,
that yes.
Jumanji.
How do you explain that? You like you what's get a box sent to you and it's like there is a demonic spirit in this box.
What?
Yeah.
Don't it's open
like
it.
Dybbuk or something. It's like from yeah.
In Jewish folklore, yeah. The word dybbuk means devil and is basically like a way to trap whatever bad energy in a box so that you can ship it away and not have to deal with it.
How but are they able to do that? What's the process of that when they get
I've
it into the box?
I've seen some crazy videos with those.
Is it like just, is it?
See, I have no like, idea. We just did a video at Zach Bacon's Haunted Museum in Vegas, and he owns like the most haunted Dybbuk box in the world.
Would you open one?
Sorry to interrupt you, but have you seen the Post Malone, like when he was getting all this like unlucky stuff happening to him?
It's
gonna touch this Dybbuk box. Like almost like,
no way.
Crash in a plane.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like had his like house like broken into and stuff.
Yeah, it's and got in a car crash. It. All three of those within a week of touching this box.
Would you open one? Or is that
we
like
have
too
before,
far?
But yeah, not like, not like anything.
You
like,
have,
I mean, we buy, open the ones that we buy on like,
eBay,
Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm feeling gotcha. Possession
those
coming.
Ones are
y'all need to go.
Like, not real, you know? It's just like an eBay person trying to get money. But like, there are ones from like 100 years ago that maybe
really
be more realistic.
More legit.
But still, we have no idea. Like, those types of things, you never know. You never know where a box came from or whatever.
Y'all want to
that's like possessed. Flirting with it. That's too much.
We're trying.
It is.
I wouldn't do that.
More views.
One of you are waiting. The moment you see one of your eyes roll back, the other one's going to be like, bro, it's happening, bro. Yeah, it's happening.
He's haunting, guys.
I know. We always talk about that moment. We're like, what if someone actually levitates? Like, I'm sorry, we're just catching on camera. We'll deal with your safety
then we'll
later,
have a great
bro.
Thumbnail. What are you talking about?
Come on, dude. Have y'all seen Evil Dead? Like the new Evil Dead?
No, I don't think so.
The one that came out in 2014.
Tell me about it.
Dude, I recommend it. That is to me. That is the most terrifying. Like, hey, we're just a bunch of friends going to a cabin and somebody gets possessed. Fuck that. Shit. That is so scary.
It's called Evil Dead.
I mean, Evil Dead was big in the 70s or 80s, and then they remade one. You know what
I'm
talking about.
Blair Witch style?
No, it's not like POV. It's just like a true filmed movie. One of the girls is withdrawing from heroin, and they're doing like a intervention for her, and they're taking her to this cabin, and all of her best friends like, we're going to help you just not do heroin for the entire week. And they open up the basement and they find some shit they shouldn't have.
Of course.
Of like a possessed family. And they just summon shit.
They're not good.
I gotta see that.
You gotta see that.
Say, that sounds like one of our YouTube videos.
They're like, they're like, we don't like horror movies.
Yeah, we don't fuck with
that. To be honest, like for what we do not watch many horror movies.
Like, you watch Evil Dead like 20.
I feel like you get ideas on like places to go and shit. I don't know.
Exactly.
Did you go to that island with the doll heads?
Dollhead. No, wait. We were about to though.
We want to soon. It's hard to get there.
Where is that?
Like off the coast of Mexico or something like
that.
I'm sorry. What's this island?
I think Zach Bagans went there. Yeah. I think that's how
it's called Doll Island. And so basically there's this island that no one lives on, but like in the center of it, there's like hundreds of dolls all hanging from like the trees and stuff like that. And then like you go into the middle and like there's like a bunch of doll heads.
Something like that. We never went, so we never like did research on it, but it's something like that.
I think it's one of the most haunted places.
Yeah, ooh. It's definitely on the top 10 list. And stuff.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, hell no. Oh, look at that guy. There's a guy that's posing with it. As
wait,
a thumbnail.
What?
Doll Island.
Abandoned
dude, this
doll
world
island.
Is nuts. There are so many little nooks and crannies.
Are you scared of like other people, like real people at these locations?
Yes. And there's
like,
been
on top
times.
Of spirits and stuff?
Yeah, like homeless people will be basements of these places.
No.
Like, what is that?
Oh, that's
like you
worse.
Hear like a knock, and then you're like, wait, the footsteps are like, they're getting like closer.
Like that's like continuously, like, dude. One time, so we were in Africa and Seychelles, and so we were like off the coast of this random island or whatever like that. It was crazy. Anyway, so we were like going around doing our thing, and then we're like in the middle of this like abandoned house. We look over
in Africa.
Yeah, it's
fucking hell,
God. But we look over and there's like a full on, you know, like homeless, like bed set up and like clothes and like a machete. And like,
oh no.
And like, we were like, oh shit. And then we look over like where we came from and there's a new boat that wasn't there when
shut
we
up.
Got there. And we were like, yo, we got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, it was not good.
Holy hell.
Wow. Jeez, luckily, guys. Nothing happened, but like, those are the
dancing with the devil.
I'm not all about that mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. You guys are fucking really nuts. You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Why isn't the lava lamp moving?
That looks like a dick. That looks like a penis.
The haunted penis.
Okay. Frozen.
I have a question about just abandoned places in general. Yeah. You guys have like explored those, right?
Yeah, that was like our first thing that we did.
Where we okay. From. Now, because I love watching like, I don't know, those liminal spaces on TikTok or people who take pictures of like abandoned malls and stuff that have been forgotten. I will watch a 2 minute long TikTok of an abandoned mall. One, I'm curious, like, how do you get in? And two, do you like operate a different way? And like three, if you are confronted by an officer, do you have like a line or something that you say, or do you just run? So
years of experience with that.
Yeah. I mean, so we did this a long time ago. So like 2018, usually we just like would find a way in. We would never break anything, never break a window or whatever. But if you try every door and every window, you're going to find a way in. We always would tell each other that is like, there's always a way in. So
the Hawthorne Mall was a little difficult to get in.
We had to like boost each other up on that parking garage, right?
We had to like literally
don't they have security there push now all and the time?
Then yes.
Well, what's crazy is we were there the whole time, like did the whole thing. Like when we were leaving, we ended up running into a security guard or something. Yep. And he was like, I was watching you guys the whole time.
he
was somewhere and there's like a night vision camera that was watching us the entire time, right?
You're like going up
and
to
I felt so stupid. But like, I thought we were like getting away with it. And then the whole time the guy was just watching
us. You're like, can you send me that clip?
That place was terrifying to walk around, though.
Can you show pictures of it? I wonder if security's scared.
Hawthorne.
I've always wanted to go there.
I just want a visual.
Yeah, me too.
There's been a bunch of movies.
There's definitely always a way in, but especially when you go to the more populated areas, especially in the city, it gets very sketchy.
That one, yeah.
Look at the escalator.
That's
like a famous.
Wow, wait. Like people were shopping.
It's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, it's in Final Destination.
There's
music
videos everywhere.
Yeah,
everyone goes
Chris
to the
Brown
spot.
Did like a music video on that escalator.
Oh, wow.
Chris Brown, oh, that's where we're
Rihanna did a fashion show.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret.
Yo, but okay, so going back to Africa, when we, so there's this like huge hotel on the beach there. And so this is like actually our first abandoned, because we took like a 6 month break off of like abandoned haunted stuff. It was our first time back. And we were like on the phone with like a local there and they're like, okay, this place is guarded. They have like armed guards at the front. But if you go around the ocean, you can hop in from the ocean side. And they're like, let me see, I feel like we're good. Let me see if we can like pay them off for the video. So we just start going. We like do our Oceanside thing. We get to the hotel. We get a call from our contact. And she goes, guys, be super careful. We cannot do anything. You will go to jail in Africa if you get caught.
Oh, my
God. And we're in the hotel by this point.
Oh, you're inside already?
Wait, we're in.
We're like, wait, so you're saying right now we're going to international prison and we can't do anything about it if we get caught? And this is our first time back. We're rusty. Like, it is not good. So luckily nothing happened. But there are situations like that.
Like, it was like one of those spy movies where we were like on all fours at one point, like crawling through the forest.
I've always wanted to feel that though, like trying to hide from people.
Mm-hmm. It's scary, but it's really
like being on, you know,
adrenaline rush. Yeah,
well, we loved it. And then we got arrested. You got arrested? You did?
Yeah. How many times?
Just one time.
Wow.
For the abandoned stuff.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, and y'all turned it into merch or like you?
Yeah, we did the mugshot on the t-shirts.
Made all of our money back.
That's
with
really funny. That's sick.
Yeah. Did y'all smile or were y'all like sad about it?
They didn't tell you when it was going to happen.
Okay, so
I was
like,
definitely fixing my hair right before, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this is going on a t-shirt.
How'd mom and dad handle it?
They just wanted to make sure we were okay.
Okay, all right.
My parents called them the next morning like, I knew this was going to happen.
Like, it was bound to happen.
It was for trespassing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, we didn't even break into any place. We were just in this school that was like considered a construction property in Florida.
Yeah.
So like that they was considered a felony.
Right. How much is the ticket?
Like, it was like $6,000 for you, right?
Shit.
Whoa.
Damn.
Wait, why for him and not for you?
I had two fake IDs on me as well.
Oh my God. So, that's funny.
I racked in three felonies.
Nice.
And he had one. So he was able to get bailed out and I stayed in jail for 24 hours.
Yeah. Sick. Ooh. How was that?
It was sick. No.
It's really fun. It's
did you make a lot of friends?
I actually had a pretty okay experience.
How's the food?
Oh, it was great.
How are the Dementors?
You were on a goddamn diet, bro.
I was on keto when I was in jail, so I only ate the cheese.
Oh, what a dream.
I'm on keto.
Bro, I would... Dude, whatever diet I'm on, it goes out the fucking door if you're in jail. I can't believe you're still on keto.
Yo, Sam's going to get me. Sam's going to get me. I can't break just keto, man.
Let this one night go.
What kind of waters did they have?
They had apple
water juice. Bottles or
frozen, right?
Yes.
Like frozen apple juice, not water. It was like, what? You gave me an ice cube.
You can't be too picky in jail.
That's not.
You get what you get.
Exactly.
But basically, that was that moment where
you were in jail.
We were doing the abandoned stuff, but that was the moment that we're like, all right, we should maybe just do the haunted stuff. Rather than doing this stuff.
Y'all bad boys.
I wanted to ask about, thank you for having us at your party the other night, the Halloween party.
Thanks for having
us. It was
us.
Sick. House is amazing, and the party was great.
Thanks for the invite.
But
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's okay. We have.
Oh, was Matt? When you do stuff like that.
I thought it was just funny. Obviously, because I don't. Because we don't hang out now. I think I'd get an invite.
Actually, we barely got in.
Oh, okay.
We were standing outside for like.
Yeah, we got lucky. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me in.
Or wait, was
there was a lot of people.
They tried capping it. They were like, we can't fit any more people.
I was gonna say
the list was 400 people.
400, and I think there was 400 outside.
Yeah.
Not being able to get in.
And 100 of them were ghosts. It was packed. There's some floating cups.
I saw something. So you guys got robbed that night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
That was really annoying. I mean, like we said, we just moved to Vegas. So like everything valuable was out of the house, but there was still some other stuff and like all of like our wallets and computers and stuff like that were in the house. And that's why we're like, let's not let anybody in. Let's just do the backyard. And so we had security until like 3:30, but there was some lingerers around. And it had definitely to be like a planned gig or something. Cause there's like two guys that came in right at 3:30 that like squeezed past the security and went into every single one of our rooms, even when it was locked. So they must have jammed the locks or something. They took our wallets. Mm-hmm. Weirdly enough, they didn't take our computers. So that's cool.
Yeah. So I had my passport, my speaker, and my wallet like all right next to each other, and they only took my wallet. So it's
weird.
I don't know what they were trying to get, because we just locked our cards immediately.
Yeah,
so,
like
that's fuck
like
you
the best
if you're out
robbery
there.
Robbery that you could possibly have.
Do
you
have
like,
cameras?
Yes.
Yeah.
What were they dressed as?
It was a red Supreme hoodie.
Okay. No, and they weren't even in character or costume.
Yeah, were they in a costume?
Well, did he have a mask on?
He had like a devil like.
Of course,
like
he did.
Ski mask type of.
Was it really a person, or do you think it was a?
At this point, who knows? You know?
So you canceled your cards and didn't see any charges pop up or anything like that. That would.
Yeah. So luckily, like my girlfriend had like her passport and green card. She's from Canada.
Right.
And so luckily, he didn't take any of that. But the next day, she was seeing tons of charges trying to go in, but at that point, it was all frozen. And so luckily. It was just a couple $100 of cash that he got away with. So in terms of robberies, it was a good one.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Plus, since we moved to Vegas, we didn't have anything in our rooms.
Like all of our gear and cameras and everything. We didn't have.
They probably ran up there and they were like, damn it. Like, there's like bed and that's it.
Open room, like, all right, this is the worst house to rob ever.
We wanted to rob you guys.
No, we wanted to do like the Vegas thing and then like come here for work because of the taxes. Mm-hmm. So let us know how it is.
I mean,
maybe you can convince
us.
It's really nice. No LA traffic.
Is the heat like brutal to live in every day?
So it was really bad in July, August. And then other than that, definitely bearable. And it has like all seasons. So right now it's like chill. It's like 70 degrees.
It gets cold in Vegas. I know. I've been there. It's freezing there sometimes.
Yeah. It can snow sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Very rarely.
Oh, wow.
You never think that with like a desert, but yeah, I don't like snow there or something.
Yeah.
There's so much history in Vegas. It's so cool.
Literally.
I love it. The Rat Pack and like Elvis.
Dude, have you ever heard about like the, what is it called? The mole people?
The mole people?
Yes, the people that live under the strip. That is.
What?
So. Because it's so hot and whatever, all the underground like sewage systems have tons of people. So all the homeless and stuff, they go down and like there's just literally like an inner working system of people underneath
under the strip that you're walking across. There are all of these homeless people living under it. It is
like how many people?
Like dude,
city, dude.
Oh my gosh.
What in the world?
Whole community.
Text yeah. them.
Yeah, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds wow. of people just like walking around. They can get anywhere in the city because of it.
It's oh like, my God.
I don't know.
Would you guys go down there and do a video?
That's sketch. Terrifying.
Yeah, when you're dealing with like real people like that,
yeah.
you don't know.
Yeah.
Like they got two nothing kids to with lose. A camera.
That's
like,
too exploitive like to
it,
show.
It reminds me of, I don't know if this is paranormal, but it is a spooky place. The Zane. Denver airport.
It's where weird.
There's this supposed to be an underground world.
In Vegas.
Yes. What discovery have
and
we
they
made?
Have like that horse with the demon eyes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
There's an underground like city under the Vegas Strip with hundreds of like
they
homeless
all,
people.
Live there.
It looks like Barbarian. Like just a whole.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's
wait, and they're all just doing fine under there?
Well, what do you say is doing fine?
Well, there's a fine for homeless people and fine.
They choose to live under there.
The thing is that there's a lot of surface area for them to live down there.
Like they look like they're having fun.
Who is taking that picture?
Correct, but it's very disturbing like that you don't see that many of them because they have this whole area where they all like are hidden and down under. It's not ventilated by any means. Like it's still like incredible. Terrible conditions.
I'm just wondering, like, where's the entrance to this?
Wow.
I saw a video of a guy literally, like, it looks like he's in front of the Bellagio, and he goes down under this thing and enters this small it's hole, that. And he's in the middle of all of that.
Wow.
Like,
it's just they were just following, like, this homeless guy, and I'm not saying the Bellagio, but on the main strip, and he went down in something and
I shouldn't have learned about this.
What?
It's because I have a feeling now that we know about it, it's going to be a drunk dare one night.
Yo. No way. You would smell it the moment you would like put your head in there that you shouldn't be down there. Like,
has anybody ever like dressed as a homeless guy and went down there?
Like journalists have gone down there. I've seen videos of people who've gone down there and like interviewed the people. It's not pleasant, but it's crazy. It's all under that main strip.
So I just asked them, I brought up the Denver airport.
Oh, yeah.
That's very suspicious. I said, I don't know if it's haunted, but they're supposedly the theory is that there is an underground world that it was like built on top of. And there's this demonic horse.
That Ooh. Thing is insane.
That's where we flew into when we went to the hotel, right? It has this demon eyes, this giant horse statue in front of the hotel.
That's so interesting.
And I don't know if they're just playing with the fact that people think something suspicious is happening, but like it's always under construction and all of the construction stickers are like aliens and they talk about Area 51 and I don't know if they're just playing
Now they're leaning into it branding-wise. Yeah. For it, but
look up like a bird's eye view, I think, of Denver Airport too. It's
what
like,
shape is it?
Isn't Denver Airport, I think, is bigger than Manhattan.
Right, it is the biggest airport.
Oh, it's like a swastika?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I think it is.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Crazy.
The tunnels are. And then they also have that really weird mural that's there.
Yeah.
And also that statue, the artist, there's some weird story about him where like,
Didn't he die?
I think he unalived himself or something.
No, I think the statue fell and like killed him or something.
Yes.
The head
What?
It was like the head of that horse statue like fell and like crushed.
Oh my God.
It's something like that.
See, look that up really quick.
That's just like too I have to perfect, see you know?
It's, and that painting is the most like weird shit ever. There's like
even if they're playing into it, you still have to be kind of a sick person to run with that, right?
Also, it's crazy that the government would let them like play.
Okay,
into it
so
yeah, exactly.
Luis Jimenez died in 2006 at 65 after a part of the Mustang came loose while he was working on it. It severed an artery in his leg, and he bled to death.
What?
Oh, it's literally called Blucifer.
No, it's not. My gosh.
Oh my God, it is.
Well, it looks hideous.
Wow.
Type in Denver Airport Underground World.
Isn't that like Illuminati too?
That's crazy.
Yeah, like okay, how was he?
Yeah.
He was working on the horse, or was he like down on the floor working on it and then the head?
No, it's huge. It's huge.
Zane, it's like.
But who was the
It's
sick
like
fuck
the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, it's that it big.
Not that big.
But it's big.
But who was the sick fuck? Like, it falls on him, he dies, and they're like. Put it back on. We need to sell it to the airport. We have a deadline. I'm sorry. Like,
let him put bleed.
It
back.
Clean. Can you clean it? We'll paint the.
That's
blue.
True.
We'll,
that's
we'll
pretty sick. That they still
like somebody still was like, we need to still put that up.
Yeah.
Or that's what he would have wanted. Something's a little dark.
Something's fishy.
Something's
weird.
Blue.
And they think there's an underground world, like a.
That's the conspiracy.
Well, there are some tunnels, and they think that it was built.
Click that five wild conspiracy theories about Denver. Yeah.
Reason.
It's like they built on top of this world, other like a city. I keep saying world, a city.
There's tunnels under a lot of stuff we don't know.
They say it contains the Illuminati headquarters.
Let's go to the Denver airport and meet up. Like,
oh, that's why Beyonce is always flying to Denver. Mm,
that's that mural that I hate. That
it looks like the hash slinging slasher.
Nobody wants to look at that before they go on a plane. I'm sorry, that is the weirdest.
It looks like a Nazi.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Don't tell me that's art. There's something deeper.
Dude, speaking of tunnels, underground cities and stuff, I want to talk about catacombs.
You went in?
Are you talking about the...
In Paris?
In Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukraine.
Yeah, catacombs. We haven't been to the Paris once yet. We really want to do that, but Ukraine has even bigger catacombs.
The largest in the world.
Largest in the world.
Oh my God.
It's like so unexplored and so like, I don't know. It's like really, really, really sketchy there. But one of the like the most... sketchy things that ever happened to us happened in the catacombs. We were walking in very deep again. So we meet this guy because we don't know anything about this. You can get lost there and people die there all the time just going in. We met this random guy 30 minutes before we walk in. We have no idea who he is. We just randomly met him on the street type of thing, like set up by this other tour guide. I don't know. Very sketchy situation. He brings us in. Like we're 45 minutes inside the catacombs. He turns around and is like, let me show you this. Pulls a rock out. He said, I found this like 2 days ago.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
he pulls out this thing and he shows us this like bomb.
No.
He's like, the other people that explored this cave try to kill me all the time. Here's a pipe bomb. And we're like, dude, why are you
holding
this?
What?
Yeah. He's like, they booby trap this whole place so that I die and I can't take tours.
Sam, Colby, what the fuck?
This
guy
is crazy.
Yeah. Did you run?
He's like, all the guides have like a turf war because they make money on tours. And what? If they are able to kill each other, then they get money.
With a whole bomb.
Wait.
So you're gonna blow up the whole catacomb and then where are you at now? You can't do your tours then.
I mean, there's like a million entrances and stuff like that. They're just trying to like, you know, kill the competition. And like he was like, yeah, I did this, so let me walk first in case there's another one. We're like,
Jesus.
What?
You're done. What?
That is insane. I would be so scared. Like he brings you in like 45 minutes and then he just runs, like takes off without you.
Oh my!
Because he would know how to get back. I would.
So we had a lot of trust in this guy. We probably should not have. But he said, "Hey, how about this?"
I would trust him too. He had a bomb
in his hand.
He goes. How about this? I'll stay right here. Or you guys stay right here. I'm gonna run over there, and you guys try to find me. I'm gonna be like 5 minutes.
Wait,
that
what?
This is happening in the cat. You're underground.
An hour inside.
Oh, bro. So it wasn't an easy exit.
No, if we lost him that moment, we would be dead right now. Like, and there's so many people that die in the catacombs like that. So we were like,
this is
great for content, but this is actually the most scary thing we've ever done.
Plus, like, not to mention like the tight spaces.
If you guys know, the catacombs, like the horror movie about the catacombs that came out a few years ago in Paris, that one is, fuck that.
You guys are fucking crazy.
There's just like dead, like skulls everywhere, right?
Not in the Ukrainian ones.
Yeah, so it wasn't used as like as much of a burial ground, but there are a lot of dead people like down there and stuff. But it's much more like, I don't know what tunnel system was used for. Yeah.
Zane down in the catacombs.
Posing.
Oh,
human skulls.
Fucked.
All of those were people.
That is crazy.
It is actually insane. Because like that's why I said booby chat.
It looks like the Goonies.
Yeah.
But what were they like? I think
it was after the plague or they had, and after like certain wars, they had an extreme amount of bodies.
What it was. Yeah.
And it's so a way of like
war. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like war of where they like stored the bodies as a way of like.
That looks more like they're having fun with it.
The way it's all set up.
In a weird way, they think they're like honoring them.
Yeah. Like ritual.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
They
are just having fun. They're probably just like.
What's crazy about the catacombs is that it's been around for hundreds of years, and there's not even like a full, complete map of the catacombs. You can go down to the catacombs and still get lost.
Whoa, that's huge!
Like that's how extensive it is.
Wow,
world's largest catacombs, Odessa. So that's like awful. In the Ukraine. And that's like the best map they have, but they think it's probably about three times.
It looks like the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
There's Laurel Canyon.
What's scarier, you know? I don't know.
That does kind of look like the hills. I don't understand how they built that.
No, I don't know.
Like, it makes no fucking sense to me.
Oh my God.
They were digging out the limestone to build the city. And so they just wanted more of this material. So they didn't care where they were going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were just
It wasn't strategic.
Just going wherever.
Dude, and like we went in, so he took us like really far deep and he's like, I'll show you guys something really cool I found like a month ago. We walk in, there's like this full on satanic ritual happening right there. Like there's like places for candles, mm-hmm. there's like a thing that's set up, and then there's like goat heads in there and then like cloaks everywhere. It's like a full on.
Oh, that was like the satanic shit that was
like,
going on.
Like,
wow.
Yes. And they're not shooting a movie down there. That's like legit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
y'all were shooting a movie though. Yeah.
We definitely capitalized off of it.
Do you, and there's a video of that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen,
I'm going to watch that one.
It's, yeah, you gotta see. That's one of our favorites.
Man. Dude, at first I was like, this would be so fun to go on like a trip with them. Now I'm like, I don't know about this about shit. Man.
No.
Kind of push the boundary a little bit.
That pipe bomb shit, that's it. Done. Yeah.
Luckily, we don't do that too often.
You guys should go like cave exploring. Like, what do they call it? Cavern diving or whatever?
Oh my God, dude.
Like, where you like squeeze through tiny little holes?
That dude, fuck that shit.
I see those pictures of people that are like so close. Yeah.
And they're always in such a good mood. They're like, hey guys.
Wait, should we tell them about Charles Manson cave?
What?
This is really interesting.
Oh, you've gone to that thing.
Okay, so there's one spot of the Charles Manson cave that like everybody knows is kind of like an overhang. You can find it on Google, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's another like cave next to it.
And this is in LA, so you guys can go to it.
Oh, really?
It's like, but it's hidden on a hill and it goes 7 stories deep.
What?
It's a giant cavern. It's like tiny entrance, but you have to like climb down there. But we did a video back in like 2018 about it. And like, it's on our channel. Like if we check, it's like on our channel. But if anybody else checks, nobody can find
it. They completely shadow banned it because of how dangerous
it is. But it wasn't YouTube. It was like some weird sort of like.
Oh, YouTube knows something.
So that's like the one that everyone else knows.
I know that.
And then you see our thumbnail right there.
Yeah, there's our thumbnail right there.
Where?
Like, you go deep into those things and it goes 7 stories down.
But you went, so how far did you go?
We went all the way down.
I think we went all the way down. And it was terrifying.
Like, and that was like crawling too.
Bro.
Entire time.
We can't find the video.
Is that me crawling down?
You have to use like ropes to like go down into it.
No.
Wow. Oh, you guys are fucking like.
You're sick.
Bro, how do you do this? I just don't get it.
It's the thrill. It's that adrenaline.
It's that thrill.
All that adrenaline, man.
Wait, who's the enabler though? Like who's like.
Me on him and then him on me.
Yeah, we always like just push each other all the time.
What a good pair.
You guys would love the movie The Fall.
Oh, right. What's up, guys?
You should come out with like a Sam and Colby starter kit.
You guys are hitting all our business ideas.
Wow, well, they got 5 minutes too.
Well, I'm so happy that you guys like found each other as friends. Like that's really cool that y'all's like frequencies match each other and that
You guys need to do something.
No way.
Like, no, not that, but we need to find a thing.
Oh, find a thing. We do have a thing. This podcast works nice and safe.
Going to bars.
All right, how many likes for you guys to come on one of these crazy?
I wouldn't do anything like catacomb type stuff like that. Like or I wouldn't drop down 7-story cave.
No,
or,
I can't do that. Can't do
I won't trespass.
Yeah, I was gonna
we don't
say,
do
we're
any of that.
We're out of that time of our life.
I'll stay somewhere for sure.
Yeah.
Would you do a hotel?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be the best. Yeah, that would be fun.
I'm down.
Super easy. Easy.
Okay, yeah, I'm
trying to think of like the furthest I would go.
You're not gonna go
plumbing.
I would do like an abandoned like cabin in the woods.
Cabin in the woods?
No, I can't.
Like that, I would do like a hotel. But
that's because he likes camping and shit. That's a horror movie to me.
He can be our dad, you know.
I think I'm
definitely down for something, but it has to be approved by.
It's up to you guys. Just
we'll give you like our top 5 places.
Ooh, good idea.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, just send us some options. So, all
right,
it'll be fun.
Yeah. Cool, let's
nothing
do
too
it.
Insane.
Yeah,
no demonic rituals turning you guys upside down.
Yeah,
I'm down for a little demonism. Okay. You know, like
saying you're possessed enough.
I'm down to tap into that space, but not you know.
You know how Keen and JC do room raiders at every friend's house? They should go to each friend's house and do like
ghost
see
hunters.
Who has a haunted house? Who doesn't?
I bet there's.
There is definitely something.
I don't want to put it out there yet.
I've had a couple of experiences.
Have you guys actually ever experienced anything paranormal?
There's definitely been some weird
stuff. Yeah, I have, but not here.
The craziest thing that's happened was that fucking figure running by in the hallway.
What?
Oh, yeah. Zane, are you hear Zane's voice when he's not here?
Yeah. Whoa. Well, like Zane literally looked like he saw a ghost. That saying, Zane freaked out.
This Whoa. House was built wait, in 31.
When was this?
Oh, okay.
Here?
That was here, down this hallway right here.
Like I was in the
you're in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, mm-hmm. And Mariah is outside.
And then I was in the kitchen with you and I was talking to you.
Yeah. And a fucking body ran, right? I was like, whoa.
And I was like, what?
I was like, I thought it was like Mariah running really quickly, right? Like that, someone definitely ran. And then I look outside, Mariah's TikToking outside.
Oh, all right.
I was like, you've got, I was like, Heath, we got to get out of this fucking house right now. Like they're a fucking figure just ran by. I think you grabbed your gun too. I think we were really freaked out.
And I've heard stuff like I've been in the bathroom right here and literally outside the door, I've heard like
my laugh.
And I was like, oh, shit, Zane's here. So I literally just like got up. I opened the door. I was like, Zane.
And he's not.
And there. Like I expected him to be literally outside of the bathroom door. Mm-hmm. Then I walked into the kitchen. I'm like, Zane. And then I called him and he's at his house.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
I think I'm just running through his mind.
Hey. It seems like it. Well, guys,
yeah, I know you guys got to get going. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you guys for having us. So, thank you. Of course. Thank you. So much for coming.
That was awesome.
Long time coming, too. I know. Did it. There we go.
Yeah.
Get the people what they want.
Let's go.
You said how many likes?
It's up to you guys.
Yeah. What do you guys?
He don't need 10. Any likes. I'll do it.
Oh. Yeah, we'll do it. We don't need likes. We'll do it. Fuck it. Right,
you want to plug anything?
Suggest in the comment below where you wanted to see.
Hey, there you go.
Where you want to see us go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or if you guys have like a favorite that you've done in the past that you'd want to go back again to.
There we go. Okay. Yes, we'll hit an LA spot or something. Yeah.
We'll find something cool. I like that.
Sure.
We try to revisit the one that we chickened out on. The Devil's Gate or whatever it is.
Where can the people find you?
At Sam and Colby everywhere.
All right.
There we go.
Perfect. Thank you guys again for coming on. That was awesome.
Of course, yeah.
And we'll leave the videos that we're talking about, the few videos, in the description so you guys can watch that too.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
And yeah, you can check out this podcast every Monday, audio form on Google, Pandora app, Spotify, Google, all those places. And the video form of this podcast, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We post there every Tuesdays.
That's right, baby. Make sure to get the best coffee in the world, Cremota, Cremota.com. You can get K-cups, bag coffee, whole bean, ground, whatever you want. We got espresso out now. And then also make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get to see these episodes a few days early. We do a bonus high episode every single month with a guest and, you know, BTS, extra content, Discord, you name it. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace. Bye. Peace.